State Representative Avery Bourne has joined me in studio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's terrific to have you in studio this morning and kind of get you out of the cold.
Yeah, it's warm in here.
Stay
for a while.
We have a lot of hot air in this room.
I didn't say it.
Well, it's very, very true. It's very, very true. It's one of those things just... Well, anyway, we won't.
At least you didn't say there was more when I walked in.
No. There's not more. You've been a busy young lady as state representative, and I think you're going to be sponsoring some bills here coming up.
Yeah.
As the state legislature is going to decide to get back to work, or at least try to get back to work.
We're hoping, yeah.
We're hoping to get back to work. And let's talk a little bit about what you've got coming up, just to show and let people know that, yeah, you're still working.
There's something going on, yeah.
There's something going on. You know, they accuse me of saying, well, all you do is sit on your butt and play music. Well, that's not really quite true.
Right.
It is true some of the time, but not all the time. So let's talk a little bit about some legislation you're sponsoring or co-sponsoring, Avery.
Sure. There are four main bills that we're hoping will kind of jumpstart this budget process. So we have a wide variety on our legislative agenda, but the four main ones, one that we're most excited about is sponsored by Representative Mitchell, and I was happy to be one of the first people to jump on. If we don't have a balanced budget, then legislators don't get paid, and we're forced to be in Springfield figuring it out until there is a budget. And so if that were passed 7 months ago, we'd be having a very different discussion right now.
They've talked about that sort of thing for decades, and it's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Could it really happen?
I think the climate is such right now that there could be a lot of bipartisan support for this. And I don't know any legislator who, I mean, if they spoke out against this or voted against this, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be back up there in two more years.
Got you in a corner, don't we?
Yeah.
So you think this has a pretty good shot at passing then?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I know that we're looking for bipartisan support and regional support. I mean, that's something we run into a lot when we introduce downstate legislation, that it doesn't gain as much traction north of I-80, but we're looking to get sponsors and looking to get people to call their legislators and tell them about it so that they feel the pressure.
And we unfortunately have to bring up the I-80 corridor north versus downstate, and that's just something that the state of Illinois has to contend with, and somehow you have to find a way to bridge the gap, so to speak, and convince that the legislators in the Chicago, the Cook County area, that this is a good thing for them.
Right. And we are starting actually a new group we just launched last week called the Future Caucus, where we're hoping to build bridges across party lines, across regional differences. So I think there are about 12 of us who are some of the younger legislators who are looking at, we have to work together. All of these issues are going to affect us for years to come, and we can't let party divides or regional divides get in the way of progress. So hopefully the Future Caucus can be a force that helps drive some of this change, too.
One thing I've always thought about the state of Illinois is that we forget how diverse we are, and that's really one of our strengths.
Absolutely. So a few of these legislators in the Future Caucus that I've gotten to know really well represent, you know, very urban districts in Chicago, but we can sit down across the table from each other and talk about these issues that we're so concerned about and find a lot of common ground. And that diversity of opinion and background really does help make it a better bill in the long run if you're willing to have that talk.
Now, you've had a chance to meet your fellow legislators.
Yes.
Are there some real characters out there?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay.
Some fun stories.
You have to kind of get to know them and know what they like and know what buttons you can push and that sort of thing.
You know, but who has the good treats in their desk and you need to go talk to?
Who's that?
Well, Representative Hammond from Macomb always has some local chocolates in her desk.
Oh, my gosh.
Representative Butler always has Twizzlers.
Okay.
Representative Cassidy from Chicago makes a lot of homemade cookies.
Oh. And this is just commonplace because people at every business do this sort of thing.
Right.
So the people who serve us in the state of Illinois, our elected officials, are just common people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just normal people just trying to do a job.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of times we forget that.
Yes.
I think politicians, legislators get a bad rap and we get kind of this negative connotation. That's not the case. You're just trying to do your job.
So, yeah.
Normal people.
I've been surprised at I mean, some of the stories are hilarious of things that, you know, stories they tell. But I've been surprised at how really just normal people they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we embrace that ourselves instead of, you know, we talk about these people and use their titles and big kind of grandiose ideas. But if we just walked up to people and said what we thought and did what we thought was right, we'd be in a lot better place.
We're talking with State Representative Avery Bourne, who has joined us in the studio here. You talked about not getting paid if you don't do your job as far mm-hmm. as state legislators are concerned. Mm-hmm. What else have you got on the agenda, on the back burner here?
Yeah, one initiative that I think could be really instrumental in changing how we do business and would help a lot of people who rely on state funds is moving to a 2-year budgeting process. So 19 other states do this. You have 2-year terms. So the first year of a term, we would get a budget worked out for 2 years. That way schools know how much money they're going to get. Agencies know how much money to budget for. And then in the second year, we get to talk about these initiatives like, you know, pension reform or things that we have put on the back burner while we're going through.
Well, I'm sorry, that just makes too much sense. I'm, you know,
right. Yeah.
I'm just not sure that can ever happen. I mean, it makes way too much sense.
It does make too much sense. Yeah. And hopefully we're kind of at this crisis mode with budgeting where we're going to have to work on two at once. Yeah. It makes too much sense to do it this time too, probably.
Well, yeah, you're going to be forced to deal with 2 years worth of budgeting.
Absolutely.
The way things are running right now.
So. Yeah.
What else is coming up?
Well, we've also got a bill that, it's a resolution that asks the legislature not to look at taxing retirement income. So we have this huge gap right now in how much we're spending versus how much we're taking in. And the big concern is that where do we find that extra money? And so for everyone who's on fixed incomes in their retirement, we're saying don't look at taxing retirement income. They didn't plan on that going into it. We have to find a better way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Find a different, mm-hmm. an alternative route there someplace.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lots of different things going on in the state legislature.
Yes. If we could get up to Springfield, I think we could really make some progress.
Well, and you're going to be back in Springfield beginning?
The 27th. So we were scheduled last week, was canceled. The excuse was we didn't have enough to do, which if you can find an excuse, you'd have to find one better than that, I think.
But you know, I've tried that here. It doesn't work.
It doesn't, right. It doesn't work at any other workplace.
No, it doesn't. Not enough to do? Oh, okay.
All right, well, then you can stay at home and we'll find somebody. So we'll be back on the 27th for the State of the State.
Give me your opinion, your mm-hmm. impressions, since you're kind of the rookie.
Yeah.
What's it been like? Has it been a lot of fun?
It has been.
I know it's been frustrating, extremely frustrating.
Yes.
At times, but has it been an enjoyable experience overall?
It has been incredibly enjoyable. It's such a cool privilege. Every morning I get to wake up and think, today I get to go out and meet people, talk to them about issues they're passionate about, and know that I'm one of the resources they can use to make positive change. So yesterday I had someone come up to me asking about a bill. And, you know, we can go and we can write it and we can present it and we can change the law in Illinois potentially to help them and, you know, to innovate. And that's such a cool privilege. And I get to go and meet people at all these great community events, which is always good.
So it's a basketball game the other night.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you're in the same business as we are. It's a service type business. You know, we're here to serve the people, the public, and you're in the same type of business. So mm-hmm. and it is a privilege to be able to do something like that. So.
Yeah.
Well, I know you have some time set aside with Sarah Tomok, our news person here. But Avery, it's good to see you, and
thanks
it's always
for letting
exciting.
Me jump on.
Oh yeah, come on back and visit us again when you have a few minutes, and maybe it'll be a little bit warmer the next time you come back, and maybe we'll be able to talk about some things that got passed.
Yeah, I'll have some progress reports, hopefully.
There you go, Avery Bourne. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
and good luck in the future.
Thanks.